The documentary The Cove isn't a film you'd expect to be packing cinemas in Japan. It's an unflattering and graphic portrayal of the country's dolphin hunting industry. Think slaughtered dolphins tainting the ocean red. Some politicians in Japan call the film anti-Japanese. There have been protests against it. But all the publicity in Japan has lots of people there wondering what all the fuss is about and going to see for themselves. Jason Gray is in Tokyo as Japan correspondent for the movie magazine Screen International. So in the run-up to the release of this film, I can't imagine many people were looking forward to having it on Japanese screens. Apart from the fishermen, obviously, who else was against it?
Primarily, there was a right-wing, ultra-right-wing nationalist group called the Shuken Kaifuku no Mezasukai, which translates into the pretentious name, the Society for the Restoration of Sovereignty. And they were the primary group that was being very vocal about suppressing the film and staging demonstrations in front of the distribution company's offices, and threatening to hold demonstrations in front of any of the cinemas that were planning to show the film.
When this group that you're talking about was protesting the film, were they protesting it knowing what the film was about?
Sure. They knew what the film was about. They knew that it showed things that, didn't put Japan in a flattering light, let's say, or at least the fishermen in this town of Taiji.
Had many of them or any opponents of the film said whether or not they've actually seen it now?
Now that the film is out, the group that I just mentioned has sort of disappeared from the scene altogether, really. The film opened on July 3rd, and there were some minor scuffles in front of a couple cinemas. They sort of used the film as a launch pad for their own dogma, let's say.
I mean, do you get the sense that they were just a vocal minority? I mean, are a lot of Japanese, in fact, opposed to dolphin hunting?
No, I don't think they are. It doesn't mean they're for it either, but the awareness is not that great here, of this industry. And The Cove really brought that to the foreground, I guess.
So what would you say is fueling interest in the film?
Before it was released officially, the distributor showed it online for free for 2,000 people, subscribers to a website called Nico Nico Doga, which is like the Japanese equivalent of YouTube. Mm. So there was actually, people were able to see it in that way before it came out. So there was a lot of, it sparked a lot of online discussion. The irony is that this nationalist group, they actually bought the distributor thousands of dollars of, free publicity because of all the TV coverage and discussion in the media that occurred because of their early protests. That actually was sort of a godsend in a way. People want to see something that is trying to be repressed.
Is it a hit?
Based on the admissions, it's probably going to make about maybe $200,000 or $300,000, maybe $400,000 in Japan. So maybe about half of, or less than half of what it made worldwide. So I guess, for the scale of the release and the per screen average, for the number of admissions versus the number of screens, it's doing well, and screenings are selling out. So, a hit on a very small scale, yes.
Certainly a tough sell for a date night, a documentary about dolphin hunting followed by some sushi on the town.
Not really a date movie, more of like see the movie and talk about it after, which is good for Japan, I think.
Jason Gray has been living in Japan for 10 years and is a correspondent there for the movie magazine Screen International. Jason, thank you very much.
My pleasure.